There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm really thrilled to be here with Mark Anthony, my sidekick, the psychic lawyer. Mark, happy July.
It is. We've had a bit of commotion here on the East Coast. We had Hurricane Elsa, an unwelcome visitor, come and go. I love the theme for tonight's show, The Sirius Gateway. The Energy of Freedom 2021. And I know that that you were talking about this, how we're going to talk about energy. July is a month synonymous with freedom. And you know, Dr. Pat, we've always taken 4th of July for granted. And avoiding any politics, January 6th put our freedom to the test. And I think that this July 4th, for a lot of reasons, we're starting to turn the tide against COVID. We saw that our democracy is fragile, but you know we prevailed. Also, there's a lot of changes going on in the world, and even in the upcoming post-COVID era, and it's going to be a while before that. We're not going right back to life as it was in 2019. And so there's a lot of energetic shifts going on. And I think that's really good that you brought this to the forefront.
Well, I mean, there's a lot out there about Sirius and the Sirius Gateway, but it also relates to Lion's Gateway and the power of the divine. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to point out. One is, Mark, today is a live call-in show. And yes. For those people that are thinking, do we call in today? Do I get my questions on Facebook? Two things you can do, three actually. This is a live call-in show. We're actually going to do this show for you so that if you show up at the gateway, let's say you show up at the gateway, let's say it's a serious gateway, let's say you show up there, what is it going to take to walk through it? What are the high frequency energies that are being beamed down to us? How are they showing up? You know, Sirius is believed to be a portal, but this is a show for all of y'all out there. 1-800-930-2819. Edvin will be picking up the phone. I think we got Jacob. I think we got Malia. I think we got Jamie. And so folks are ready to take your calls. When you call in, please make sure you let them know who you are, where you're calling from. And if you have any particular question, you know, please, you know, feel free to say that. Feel free to share that.
Oh, Dr. Pat, you got muted.
Yeah, I know, on purpose.
Oh, you're back? Okay.
Yeah, they'll do the best they can to keep things rolling for you. But we know that a lot of you call into the show and we tell you, call back next time, call back next time. So if you're one of those people, please tell one of our producers, they told me to call back 3 months ago. I'm trying to get in. And Mark's laughing. We'll do our best to get you in. Mark, we got to talk about the energy. We got to talk about it. A friend of mine said to me, how do you know the energy is shifting? How do you know the energy is shifting? It's always an interesting question. Tell me what you're feeling.
Well, you know, I can feel it. You know, as a medium, I'm hypersensitive to frequency, and energy and frequency are interrelated. The higher the energy, the more rapid the frequency. But I have felt that in the past month or so, there's just a turmoil. There's this tumultuous shifting and intensification of energy, and I can physically feel it. And then you also see in what's going on around us in the world, there's just this heightened state of angst. But, excuse me, here on The Psychic and the Doc, we want to invite people to call in. Tell us what's going on with you energetically. Do you feel at the top of your game? Do you feel like you're down in the dumps? Because the fact of the matter is, and Dr. Pat knows this better than I, that not only are we all energy, but we have to be good custodians of our energy. You know, you can't do the proverbial burn the candle at both ends and expect positive results. You have to take good care of yourself. And so this tumultuous energetic flux is underscoring for me, not just personally, but for everyone that I've done readings for and that I counsel, is that you have to take care of you. If you need to, take a nap. If you have to, take a day off, because you need to recharge your batteries.
The thing, Mark, too, is we have to recharge our batteries for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
We're recharging our batteries to prepare ourselves for the life we've always dreamed about having. And one of the things I love about today's topic, and especially about, you know, what we're saying about today's topic, is that, you know, we are preparing for a gateway of freedom. And people say to me, Pat, you know, you're talking about this freedom thing a lot. You know, you're just talking to me about the freedom thing. You're just talking about it. And I said, you know, there are some of us that grow up in the world and we actually become lawyers so that we could fight for justice. And then there's the rest of us that study justice, so we can help the lawyers fight for the right thing.
Right.
And so having said that, what I realize is we're living in a world now where each of us is being to look at what are the right things for us, not what a system says, not what a judiciary council says, not what this says, not what that says. And you said it before, something's shifting at a dramatic level. My friend Dr. John DeMartini said to me a long time ago, he said, you're the queen of optimism. You know what the downside of that is? And I looked at John. I love John. He's like me. We grew up in a truck driver family. 5 different cuss words. And he says, you know, here's the thing. When you are that level of optimist, contrasts exist in the world. So for every outstanding high point optimism moment you have, there will be a contrast. And when he said that to me, I didn't quite get it until we moved on further. And if you know anything about John and the loss he's had in his life, he has loved deeply and has lost deeply. And you can't even imagine. But here's what we know, Mark. You and I deal in the world of light and dark, shadow and clarity, good, bad, and none of the above. We live in the world to help people get to the place of calm and peace, to understand what it means to just breathe. That's hard, though, in your business, too, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, people think that mediums that we, you know, we run around in fields of flowers, like everything's groovy. You know, I wish that it were sometimes. But what I do is align my brainwave frequency to the higher energetic vibration of what I call the afterlife frequency. And that takes up a lot of energy. Also, mediums tend to, I don't want to say that we're high strung, but because we're so sensitive to frequency, it can take its toll on us. And everything is energy. We're all energy. There's a saying in physics that there is no matter, there's merely energy which vibrates at different frequencies. You know, knowing that's one thing, but when you see like all this frenetic energy going on, and I think that COVID was an energetic shift for the entire planet. And you know, we're still seeing the repercussions of it, and it's caused all types of stress on people. But what we're all learning, and Dr. Pat, I think you might agree with this, that people grow in response to adversity. You know, I mean, when everything's fine, when your energy is good and everything's pleasant, what is the motivation to grow, to evolve, to become stronger, to become deeper, more compassionate? It's not there. Why should it be? You don't want to rock the boat when there's no reason to do it. But it is because of adversity. It's losing a loved one, the devastation. It's losing a job. It's facing financial repercussions. This is when you rise and you change and you adapt. I do want to put kudos out to all of the first responders throughout the nation. And I want to specifically acknowledge those in Surfside, Florida, where that horrible condo collapsed.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, talk about heart-wrenching. I was so hopeful when they saw that they pulled that 10-year-old boy from the devastation.
Oh.
I know. I was like, oh, God, please, you know. But I had the sick feeling, which unfortunately has come to pass, is that he was the only survivor. And it's just heart-wrenching. And I've known many people who have been those rescue workers or recovery workers. Talk about taking a toll on them when what you do is find body after body after body. So let's all keep all those people and all those families in our thoughts and prayers.
And as we move forward, we're not forgetting anybody. You know, this one thing about stepping into the spiritual realm and then being looked out in the world as somebody that perhaps knows a few things. I don't know what I don't know. And I love that about me. You know, it was really interesting. I have new producers and I've had to step into a role that I haven't had to step in for a really long time. And that is to become a mentor on aspects of who we are, so that they can build a strong foundation to support what we're about to become. And it's really interesting. You know, there's a part of me that I realize, and Linda and I were talking about this, Mark. It's kind of like Rocky too. It's a little bit of Rocky too, where when we have something in front of us that we've got to master, we don't sleep at night to master it. There's some part of our grooming and business where we have been caught on the short end of a stick of some vice president or somebody asking us some random ridiculous question in front of a board meeting that we're supposed to know and don't know. And I think if you have a couple of those, you just learn some stuff. But in all fairness to people that are joining this fantastic team, we have to step out and allow them to freedom to learn. Allow them to freedom to step on the pathway, Mark, that we're about to talk about today. But the ball always is in our court. And it's one of the hardest lessons I've learned from my mentor. I know you've learned it. But when we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Carol, Scottsdale, Lisa, Arizona, we're going to get to the phones. We're taking all of your calls. The theme is, you're at the gateway. What does it require for you to walk through? How much are you willing to learn? How much are you willing to learn? And how much work does it involve, both on the inside and out, for you to perfect the mastery that we call you? We'll be right back.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T. Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Hey, everybody, I just want to ask you, are you ready to rock your way through the Sirius Gateway? Are you ready to really take a look at that star, that Sirius star? You want to learn a little bit about it? But here's what we're going to do. We're going right to the phone lines. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. For those of you that are listening or watching through your mobile device or whatever it is you're using, you could ask a question at Transformation Talk Radio. .com. It's right there. Ask a question. All of the above. We're ready to chat with you. Edwin, let's go to the phones. Who do we have?
Right now, we can get you Lisa from, or actually Carol from Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, so, let's do it.
Carol, you're on the line.
Hi, Carol. You're live.
Mark, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, hi.
Good.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I am on the radio with Dr. Pat. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, rocking it to Sirius
today. I love it.
How can we help you?
I think Mark knows this. He's been on my show a few times, the Matter of the Heart podcast. And synchronicity is certainly important. To me, I value it very much. I think it's a spiritual partner in life. So relating to Mark, suicide, and tragedies in general, because I think that's unfortunately part of life. And relating also to Einstein, one of his quotes, which you, I think you also mentioned, something like, energy cannot be created, destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So just relating in general, the umbrella of it, of synchronicity and tragedies, what spiritual messages do you pick up from the word tragedy?
Deconstruction, rebuilding, and renewal. And the way I'm getting this, Carol, is tragedy. It's interesting because immediately I'm making the association to a Greek tragedy and I'm seeing the phoenix rising from the ashes, Wow. I mean, and that's exactly what we have to do when there's a devastation like that. And Carol, I am getting some guidance for you from a female energy associated with you. And when I feel my right hand tingling, that means she's associated with your female, with your mother's side of the family. And what I'm getting with this woman is, with her passing, I keep getting this, like, I feel like my eyes are rolling up in my head. I'm getting a blinking sensation. So this is an indicator to me that she was having either some type of convulsions, but definitely mental clarity issues prior to passing. I'm also getting a sense that she was in renal failure. So there was problems going on with her kidneys. And the thing is, Carol, I feel from her that you were in close physical proximity to her when she was passing. Does any of this resonate with you?
Physical to me is kind of like a, you know what I mean, physical. I think spiritual, I had introduced her to somebody when I had my store in Connecticut, and they got married, and I just recently knew that she had passed, and because I contacted him, I couldn't find her again. But the interesting thing, Mark, with it, spiritually speaking, is I've been continuously, and it does resonate to me to answer you, and also continuing that link of what you're saying, is I've been seeing a lot of doves lately.
Beautiful. I have an interpretation for doves, but when I'm doing a connection for someone, your interpretation is more important than mine. So I'll give you mine, but go ahead. What do you equate doves with?
Well, it's a very gentle soul, and the way it even sounds, you know, it's kind of like I feel sending messages to you at the same time, the cooing of it, you know, and I feel that it's telling me, like, loving energy, that I'm here for you. I'm sorry that I had a past. She had, unfortunately, Lou Gehrig's disease, and that I know that you feel for me strongly with the pain that I had to go through. She was extremely active, but that I'm telling you that I'm that I need to balance. I needed to balance my energy and to be much more peaceful than very, very almost too active in my journey.
Beautiful, beautiful, and that is exactly the message you need to take. Because what I get from doves is a sense of peace, centering, and focusing. And I know you said Connecticut, but I'm getting that she was near Hartford, but not in Hartford. Does that make sense?
She was outside, Darien.
Okay. Hold on.
Darien is near Stanford.
Okay. Did Stanford, or do you mean Yale?
Stanford, Connecticut, near Westport as well.
Okay. Hey, did she or you ever write notes to each other using red ink? Because she keeps showing me red ink. Or what does red ink?
She was spiritual. No, I'm sorry, but she had spiritual. I was invited to her place a few times to do readings, etc.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much. We're going to go right to the phones and keep rolling. One of the things I just want to point out to everybody, I want to say this, is that, you know, the energy of Sirius, we're talking about July. July is that month, but this year in particular, I just want everybody to understand that, you know, during the first week of July, you're guaranteed a period of higher vibration. It's a guarantee. It happens across the board. It doesn't feel like it, but it does. There's just a lot of energy, and energy that's going to penetrate the atmosphere. So what does that mean to us? So first of all, it's interesting. I've been pondering with my programmers, when are we going to get the thing? When is it? And isn't it interesting? We enter the gateway and magically all of the things are done. But what does that mean for you? Is it a surprise that we're entering the first week of July? And everyone that is in the pop culture world, they weren't waiting for Vin Diesel's movie, although some people were. They're waiting for Black Widow. Why? Why are we fascinated with the Avengers Black Widow character? Are we hoping she really didn't die? Are we hoping for a ray of light? Let's go to the phones. Who do we have next?
We do have Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, you're on the air.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, hello. How are you? Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
That's awesome. I was hoping to get a reading from Mark.
He's right here.
All right, Lisa. I'm getting a male energy coming through. And what I'm getting with him is I'm feeling this nauseated sensation, which is an indicator that he was having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. This could be a cancer indicator. Doesn't always mean cancer, but that this feels like it could be a cancerous condition. And the reason that I'm saying this is that his passing was not quick. This was a relatively protracted decline. And I'm also getting like shakes and tremors. And he was having a lot of, this poor guy suffered. I'm getting a lot of discomfort in his stomach, bowels, lower GI tract. And he said that you were always very understanding. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
Okay. Hold on. He said, he's funny. He said, I'd say that she was patient, but I'd prefer to say understanding. And that's some kind of joke between the two of you. Okay. And he said he doesn't have to eat custard anymore. Does that make any sense to you?
Not at the moment. Not.
Well, wait a second. Wait. No, yeah. Yes, it does. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. You know. But was he on some type of like really soft, almost like baby food type diet toward the end?
Yeah. Pretty much. He was on chemo and all that, so there was not a lot of.
Okay. So when he says that I don't have to eat custard anymore, that's what he's talking about. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting this like, you know, like normally you think of custards like, ooh, you know, coconut cream pie, egg custard. But he was like, ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see what he's got for you. This is interesting. He's talking about you and phytochemicals. And I know that you're calling from Arizona, so I'm assuming you live in Arizona. But he's saying to me that there's something about the minerals in kelp, which would be very beneficial to you. They're going to be good for hair, skin, eyes, teeth. He said it's an energy from the ocean that you're not currently getting or that your body is actually craving. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it does. I mean, I'm definitely on a, you know, an anti-inflammatory diet and looking to, you know, change my medical health holistically.
Okay, so I would recommend and certainly talk to your holistic physician about the possible benefits of kelp. And I mean, Dr. Pat, we've been doing this show for a while now. Have you ever heard me talk about kelp before?
No, I must say no, but I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, there's a lot about sea nutrition. Or when I SEA nutrition, also SEE nutrition, there's a lot about it that is so robust. And, you know, right now, let me just say this. This is the time in the energy of Sirius. This is the time to think beyond what you think is plausible. This is the energy of this star. It's the time. Sirius is all about going beyond what you think is plausible. And what I'm wondering is what Mark is literally saying to you in this is go beyond what you think is plausible. And that's going to be the key to a lot of things. You know, this star right now, this is about ripping through our limitations, all of us, and exploring our true potential. And when we do that and we uncover our true potential, that's really the freedom we're talking about today in the show.
It is, you know, Dr. Pat, and I love when you were talking about Sirius being a portal. I mean, think about, you know, what I'm doing as a medium is I am a gateway between two dimensions. It's a portal. And that, again, is energy. Lisa, this guy's coming back around, and he showed me, you know, those cinnamon red hots that are, you know, candies that kids eat, those cinnamon red hots. You know what I'm talking about? Did we lose Lisa?
Yeah, it looks like we lost her.
Okay. All right. Well, Lisa, if you're listening, cinnamon is an issue, and I think it's a positive one, but it is also a advice to avoid extremely hot, spicy things. Once again, check with your holistic physician on the pluses and the minuses of that. And if memory serves me correctly, kelp, especially the dulse from the North Atlantic, is high in alkaline and mineral content. So that must be part of what the other side's trying to get you to do with your diet.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a short break. When we come back, we're going to open up the gateway even further. 1-800-930-2819, everybody. We're taking your calls. When we come back, we're going to talk about, what does it feel like to expand beyond our limitations? What does that feel like? And once you get a taste of it, how much more can you handle? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Hey, look, we're going to hit right at the phones. We're going to try to get to all of you today. We're going to do our best. Mark, before we get rolling, how do people find out about you? Tell folks what you're up to. Tell them about your book.
Got a lot going on. My new book, The Afterlife Frequency, will be coming out and available worldwide October 5th. And if you want to find out about the afterlife frequency, and I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. And if you want to find out about private readings, please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And I've got a lot of events coming up, a number of shows where I'm appearing on. And I've got some speaking events with the Theosophical Society, the International Association for Near-Death Studies, Spiritual Awakenings International, Helping Parents Heal. So we've got a lot of events coming up where I'll be speaking and doing spirit communication. And you can find out about that at afterlifefrequency.com. So, yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm looking forward to taking some calls from listeners. How about
you? Let's do it. I'm really interested, too. I just got a text message. No, I'm not ignoring the powerful new moon in Cancer. I think that is something that for those of you out there, you do want to look up. I mean, it is a different kind of new moon in Cancer. So please spend time with yourselves looking it up. It stands in opposition to Pluto. And that's a little game changer for the home body loving Cancer new moon people. But that's another show. Evan, let's go to the phones. Who do we have?
So we have Lonica out here from New York.
Awesome. Lonica, you're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
Lonica, you're live.
Hi, Lonica.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're good. You're live. What can we help you with today? We're just so eager to help you out today.
Yeah, I want to know if I have a message from another side.
All right, that's Mark.
Okay. You got a lot of people over there, don't you, Lonica? I mean, it's like all of a sudden I'm getting like this whole crowd of folks showing up, and I'm getting a female energy that feels like she could be on your generational level, which would mean like a cousin, friend, sister, like that. And what I'm getting with her, I feel like I'm doubling over in pain prior to passing. So she was having a lot of pains in her stomach. In her, once again, her GI tract. I don't mean to say once again, but it seems like that was a reoccurring problem. And this poor woman, I feel that, it's that sensation. It feels like food poisoning. I'm not saying that she had food poisoning, but that's what it feels like. So she must have been very, very nauseated and having a very, very difficult time with her stomach and GI tract. Does any of this make sense to you, Lonica?
Yes. I was my mom. She had the stomach problems, and
okay.
She had the
Okay. She's switching tracks, and I'm tasting Nutella. Okay. Wow. That hazelnut. Do you like Nutella, or do you hate Nutella? But Lonica, I am tasting Nutella. She's transmitting that to me.
Oh my gosh, she likes Nutella, yeah.
Bingo, woohoo! All right, so that's normally when I do a reading, I spend about 10 to 15 minutes before explaining things, but that's what's known as a verifiable fact following a message. That's your mom's way of saying, okay, you got us here. All right, she's very concerned about you, Lonica. She says that it's funny because earlier I used the expression burning the candle at both ends, and I'm seeing that happening. I'm seeing a candle in front of me burning at both ends. And she said that it's not your fault. You don't have a choice. She feels that you're being pulled in every different direction. You got kids, you got relationship, you got friends, you got finances. It's like every which way you are being pulled. And she said, you're going to be fine. She said, just realize this too shall pass. And by September, things are going to start getting easier for you. So that's what she wants you to know. And she's talking about your left hand. And I'm feeling pain. It almost feels like carpal tunnel syndrome in my left palm, left hand, left wrist. Does that make any sense to you? Is there something going on with your left hand or left side? Okay, and what would that be?
Yeah, it's I have a problem. I had a surgery in my left arm. My shoulder. I have screws.
Yeah. She said that
I had in 2008. I had an accident and I had a screw because my ligament was broke.
Ouch!
I was hit by the car.
Yeah. Is that being kind of irritated or aggravated recently?
Not yet.
Okay. So let's be on the lookout for that, because you're doing some repetitive actions and motions with your left hand, left arm. And she said that, let's take it easy. Okay. Let's take it easy. And
I have a problem with my left leg.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Ice, 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 and more ice. She said, pack it in ice, pack it in ice. Okay. Now, once again, I am not a doctor.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Pat's a doctor, but she doesn't give medical advice. What we're doing is, this is the issue that the spirit is bringing up. Obviously, check with your physician. However, yeah, if your leg's hurting, put some ice on it. Okay. That's what the spirit is. That's what your mom wants you to know. And wow, I'm tasting a mojito. And I'm not a drinker, but I am tasting a mojito. Okay, go ahead.
I love mojitos.
Okay, that's a verifiable fact. I love your mom. She's a great spirit to communicate with. Verifiable fact following a message. What that means is, when a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, in this case, your mom's spirit's talking about, she knows what's going on with you, your left hand, you know, that you have the injury, and then left side, which means you're having problem with your left foot. And then she's giving me ice, 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 ice. That's the advice and explanation. But then when the spirit immediately follows that up with an objectively verifiable fact, mojito, you love mojitos, that verifiable fact, mojito, is letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message before that. So here's the thing is Lonica, you are a very competent, capable, and active person, but you've got to get some ice on that foot. You got to get off that foot, and you got to get some rest, because you cannot keep burning this candle at both ends. Dr. Pat, what do you got?
Rum, sugar, lime juice, crushed mint, soda water, and shaved ice. Mojito. So let me tell you a little bit about what the significance of mojito means. So you are running at 900 miles an hour. Is that true?
No, it's not true, because I can't run. I have knee problems too.
No.
I can't run.
let me translate. She doesn't mean like physically running. She says that you are so active.
Active and
you're
busy.
You're pushing yourself really hard. All right, you're back busy. To you, Dr. Pat.
You're busy, right? I just had two knee replacements. I'm not running either. But you're very busy in your life, right?
Yeah.
Have you taken?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So the significance of mojito is that usually when people surround themselves with and sit down and have this drink, it's a time of relax. You know what I'm saying? It's a time of relax. It's a time of sitting back and just saying, oh, I can exhale now. Right? That's the message that Mark's also giving you.
Yeah.
You can exhale now. All of us for 18 months have been holding our breath. And you can exhale now.
Yeah.
And so what is that going to look like for you? If I said to you, give me one thing that you're going to do for yourself, tell me what that would look like. I don't care what it is. What are you going to do for yourself?
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
I'm thinking have a mojito.
Well, the thing that's up for you is self-care. You've got to take really good care of yourself. So when Mark says you've got to put ice on, he really means you have to stop for a minute and take care of your body. Right. And you just, it's one of those things that we put ourselves last. We're last on the list. We take care of Mary. We take care of Joe. We take care of the grandkid. We take care of the checkout person, and we don't leave time to take care of ourselves. So are you going to put yourself first and start to take care of yourself better?
Yeah.
Lonica, más despacio, por favor.
That's it. That's it. All right. That's what I want you to really put at the top of your list. You know, you can be busy in a busy world, and you could take time just to appreciate the beauty of who you are. That's what you have to take time for. Okay. A mojito is a beautiful drink by all levels. And so, you know, the message isn't sit down and drink Jack Daniels on the rock. There's nothing really pretty about that. But you're talking about a drink that takes such care to make. If it's made well, it takes such care. It takes the best rum you can find, organic sugar, fresh lime juice, not some strange lime juice. It takes fresh crushed mint leaves. It's a work of art. You're a work of art. That's the message. You have to treat yourself like one, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Wow. Mark, I think we have time for one more. What do you think?
I'm ready.
I don't drink either. I don't even know how I know that recipe. That's just weird.
I don't drink. And Rocky and I, actually, we were flying back from L.A. and the flight attendant says, would you like a drink? And Rocky said, well, we're Catholic. We only drink Virgin Marys. And I thought the flight attendant was going to, he was laughing. And everybody around us was laughing. So.
Oh, my God. That's us. Edmund, who do we have that we can get in for 5 minutes or so?
It's looking like Theodore from New York.
All right. Let's bring on Theodore. Hi, Theodore.
Theodore, you're on the line.
Yeah, you're live at the Sockies in the Dock.
Hey, how you doing today?
Awesome.
I just have one question. I was wondering, do I have a message from the other side? Maybe my father who passed away. Do I have a message from anybody over there?
Mark, what do you think?
Theodore, there is a gentleman on the other side who's very close to you. I don't know if he's a brother or a close friend, but he comes across like that. So you may have had a really good friend, could be a cousin or a brother who passed. Does that make any sense?
I mean, no close friends, but my brother. Yeah, I mean, my father.
Okay. The reason I'm getting this is, how do you guys feel so close? It's almost more like brothers. And obviously, you know, you don't have a brother on the other side, but I feel like my lungs are on fire. So I'm getting a lot of coughing, a lot of burning, and a lot of pains in my chest. So this indicates to me that he was having cardiopulmonary issues. And of course, everybody's heart and lungs ceases to function when they die. But this is prior to that. And I'm getting like a lot of burning, and I feel like I'm coughing to the point where I can't even cough anymore. It hurts so much. Does this make any sense to you? It almost feels like, or does feel like, the spirits that I've connected with in the last year that have died from COVID. So maybe this is your dad, but could there be somebody connected to you, a male, a friend, a coworker who may have died of COVID? Because I feel like I want to cough so much, like, I mean, I don't want to get graphic, but like pieces of my lungs are coming up.
I mean, my father did have smoked a lot of cigarettes. He died from lymphoma, and he was doing chemo. My father was doing chemo.
Okay, so this very well may be him. And now I'm tasting peppermint. So this could indicate a significance to the month of December. Births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connected to you in any way, or him, or someone close to the two of you within the month of December.
December. It's not really something that sounds like familiar to me. My father passed away in October.
No, this is a December thing, unless peppermint makes sense to you, or a name like Nick.
Peppermint, Nick. I'm sorry, what did you say about Nick?
The name Nick. Is there a Nick of what it is? When I get indicators for the month of December, the feast of Saint Nicholas is December 6th. So when I get December and I see like a flash of Santa Claus, that could mean the name Nick, Nicholas, Nikki, something like that. All right. Are there any Nicks of significance connected to you? You know what it is, Theodore? It'd probably be better on with a one-on-one reading because I need to have more time with you so you can make the connections. Because on the reading, we, you know, on the radio, we got to get to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to take more time for you to assimilate things. So I'm going to pass on this. Dr. Pat, I think if we could go to another caller, I'm game.
Yeah, I want to just give our caller a message. I wanted to say this. You have a very big heart. And I think that's what Mark is saying. He actually needs to spend some time heart to heart with you. So please reach out to Mark, because you really deserve this for yourself, if you don't mind, you know, to spend the time to really, you know, tune in to the answers you're looking for. So please do that. We may have time for one more person. Edvin, who do we have? Thank you for joining us today.
So we have Brenda from Maryland.
Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, you are on the show.
Brenda.
Hello.
Hey, we have a few minutes. How can we help you?
I want a reading from Mark, please.
Mark.
Okay. Since we only got a few minutes, is there somebody in particular that you would like to hear from that I can throw a line out to? Don't give me their name, just the relationship.
My sister.
All right, hold on. Okay, female energy coming through, and I'm feeling this pressure build up in my head. Wow, this is really, really intense. So there was something going on physically with her head. It feels like swelling. It could be extreme high blood pressure. The other sense I'm getting is I'm getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different spots in these different locations inside my skull. And they feel like areas of disruption. This could be tumors. This could have been a series of electrical anomalies, which would be similar to strokes. Does this make any sense with your sister? Okay.
Did I tell you or no?
Yeah, yeah. What did she pass from? The reason is I'm not trying to rush, but we've only got a couple minutes. So if you could respond as quickly as you can, because I want to get to the message. First, I have to identify who the spirit is. Then we'll get the message. Go for it.
It's my sister. Who? It's my sister. She died.
Okay. She had a stroke. Is that what you're saying?
No, she had cancer and had metastasized, and she died.
Oh, got it. So that would be the, okay. The reason is different causes of death may have a similar physical sensation as I experience in them. And when I'm seeing 5 different spots in my brain, those could have been tumors as well as sites of a stroke. All right. So let's get the message from her. Oh, your diet's horrible. She said you are eating all the wrong things, too much salt, too much fat, too much sugar. I'm sorry. She's not here to beat up on you. She said, I want to save you. And she said, you are not. What's happening is she said that you're turning to food for comfort food, which a lot of people do when they're under a lot of stress. And she says, and you know better, and that you've been thinking recently, you know, I got to change my diet. I've got to stop doing this. And she said, thinking about it isn't making it happen. So that's what she wants you to know.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Very powerful message. Very powerful for today.
Yeah. Unfortunately, spirits never come through and tell us to eat more chocolate ice cream. That's, you know, I personally wish they would, but what it is, people ask me, why do you get so many health messages? Healing is a gift from God. Spirits are an extension of the healing energy of the divine power. And that's why they will come through and identify, health problems and offer healing suggestions. So they're not here to criticize you or pick on you. They're here for healing. Dr. Pat, as always, this has been amazing. I appreciate
great
all of
show.
Your insights. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we have a great lineup planned up for July. For those of you out there, please go to Transformation Talk Radio if you missed any part of this. And Mark, how did they get a copy of your upcoming book and find out about you?
visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and you can pre-order a copy of my book, The Afterlife Frequency. And coming soon is the video about the afterlife frequency.
And pretty soon you're going to be out and about visiting everybody again.
Oh, I can't wait. I know. Like, everyone get vaccinated. Let's get this damn plague out of here.
Yeah, boy. Let's do it. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. And don't forget, we're here every Thursday. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Dot. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.